Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. This mandate of prophetic interventions. Wake up to it first thing every day. As you wake up, listen to me on the audio and also read the prayer booklet. Welcome also to Thursday, the 8th day in August 2024. Today is dated 8-8. That means double new beginnings for you. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God shall divinely announce you to people in high places that will do you good. Your customers will come. Your clients will call. Everything about you will run well. You will never run aground in any area. Then the power of God will come on you. Somebody is listening to me now. You have goods, properties, and market to sell, but buyers are not coming. They will come. If you are the one I'm describing, open your hand. Good buyers will show up soon. In a matter of hours or few days, your goods, your products, the properties, and the market you want to sell shall be sold profitably in Jesus' name. Do these following things. Number one, find time to anoint what you want to sell, the goods, the market, the property. Lay mantle on them and speak to them for buyers to come. Then observe one day fast till 2 p.m. One more, put a battle seed behind it. We are not bribing God and we are not paying for God's miracle. Oh no, you are obeying the law of seed and harvest and you are obeying the law of sacrifice. You are not being selfish in your demand to God. You are saying, God, I believe you enough to make a sacrifice towards this desire. Your goods, your products, your services, your market shall be sold with good profit. Someone is under oxygen in the hospital as I speak now, or you have a loved one in that condition. Then someone has been on the hospital bed, on the sick bed for over 90 days, over 3 months. Either you or your loved ones, stand in the gap for your people in that condition. Lay mantle on that person when you get there or if he's around, or lay the mantle on yourself if you are able to do that. I prophesy, life of God re-enter you and everyone you are standing in the gap for. The Bible says God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostril and he became a living soul. I pray, breath of God, raise the sick now. Restore their life back to them perfectly. I prophesy, in hours or 2 or 3 days' time, you will be off that life support. You will be off oxygen. You will be off hospital bed. You shall be discharged and you go back home strong and healthy in Jesus' name. All concerned, say amen. I receive it. Yes, your healing and restoration has been established. All listeners, let's do this. Raise your cell phone today for alert upon alert prophetic blessings again today. Receive grace for alert upon alert. God will put you in good people's heart that will bless you financially. Your goods and your market shall sell beyond your imagination. Huge turnover. Those owing you, they come under divine pressure now to pay you very speedily in Jesus' name. All say amen. When this money begins to come for you, remember God, give him his own portion, and then he will enlarge your portion. August 8th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will celebrate August 8th yearly in peace, in good health, in prosperity, and in power. You will live long to a full old age in Jesus' name. Welcome to the fourth day in practical teachings, counsel, and guidance on issues of life. Listen carefully and apply this eternal truth to your things, raising your children, growing your family, your business, and running your life generally. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. My sister is 40 years old, still waiting for a God-ordained man to marry. A friend introduced a man to her late last year. They have been communicating. The man came to visit her in February this year. They were pleased with each other, and the relationship has been getting deeper. But the man has not proposed till date. Can she ask him why or how can she go about it? as age is not on her side. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. I appreciate your love and your concern for your sister. Well, I believe the man is taking his time to be sure, since they met physically only in February. That's just about 6 months ago. They are probably not living in the same city, so relating mainly on phone by communication. Give him some more time. I know your sister, being 40 years old, has put pressure on you and on her and the family, but she must not look desperate before any man. If a lady looks desperate before a man, will either put the man off or the man will take advantage of her. If by December or so, the man still had not spoken, then it will not be out of place for your sister to ask which one or where is this friendship and relationship leading us to. But I think he will open up soon. Just tell your sister to keep her character and her testimony. She should get our books on marriage. 2 books I have written on marriage. Marriage Success Secret and 30 Pitfalls Singles Should Watch Out For. So all singles listening to me and parents of singles, order these 2 books if you don't have them already. It will help you to know who to say yes to and who to marry, a person to marry and be a partner with you the rest of your life. Chat, SMS, they are bookie on +234 805 6434 758. On the books, they are available both in hard and soft copies. All, do so now. Obtain these books and read them. It will help you avoid getting married to a wrong person. Next, good day, Pastor. Please help me out. Our son, a graduate and well-behaved boy, married a girl from our area 7 years ago. 6 months into the marriage, the girl's mother came to our compound shouting that our son was maltreating the wife. I came to Lagos and I saw that they were okay. My son just bought a car for the wife and they are both happy. 7 years on with the third pregnancy and they are living in their own personal house, the mother is still keeping malice with us. Village and church elders tried to intervene. She said no, the marriage must scatter. Daddy, my husband and I are tired of this situation. What else can we do, sir? More anointing. Wow, the story you sent to us here should make in-laws happy, both sides. Something must be wrong with the mother-in-law, maybe mentally or psychologically. Once your son does not have issue with her daughter, who is his wife, then you don't have any problem. Love this woman. Pray for her from a distance and move on with your life. She will be okay later. Don't let her misbehavior bother you. Pray for her fervently, but more so, pray for your son and his wife to have a happy married life. Take your eyes and your mind off this woman. Next, good morning, Daddy. My life is in disarray. I married wrongly and I'm just 32 years old with 2 girls. The man that I married, unknown to me, has married 2 different women before and they have children for him. I kept myself clean until our wedding night, but later I got to know he had wives. I am dying. Daddy, what should I do? Wow. I'm answering your questions not just for you alone, but for all young men and young women and their parents. How could you have related and had courtship with a man not knowing he had 2 previous marriages with children? How? Was the relationship on social media or by proxy? I have taught here, don't go by social media relationship. Even if you started it on social media, quickly get to know each other, to study each other's character, family background, past life, association, career, temperament, and everything you need to know about the person you will spend the rest of your life with. Didn't you get your family members involved? Wasn't it family to family marriage? All these safeguards are there to avoid this kind of heartaches. Well, this man is not your husband. That is the truth. So agree with him on how to raise and take care of the children and then move on. Hope you have your own career and job. Remember my counsel, a woman's best security is owning her own income. God will turn your mistake into a miracle. You made a big mistake here, but God will turn it around. Don't regret forever. Move on. Listeners, send your own counsel if you have a different opinion from what I have just said here. We will appreciate. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, attend Prayer Mountain Service today at Living Spring Chapel, Goshenland, Allen Avenue, right on the road there. Protest is now over. The city is quiet. Businesses are going on. Vehicles are running. Banks have opened. So there will be no reason for any of us to hold back today. Two services will hold as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus today is operating in surplus. Teachings, prayers, and anointing against lacks and needs in life. Despite the challenges, the financial crisis, economic downturn all over the world, your case will be different. Bring items and things connected to your job, your career, your profession, and your means of earning money. Oh, bring your cell phone also. We will anoint, we will pray. You will live in abundance and overflow the rest of your life. Bring things to represent things where you want the heaven of God to open. Same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Please go there. Have you paid your tithe in your latest earning and sow your seed? 10% of our incomes belongs to God for the growth and enlargement of His kingdom. Then the battle, the thanksgiving, the partnership commitment seed, and seed 888 we are sowing this month. People are doing it. Miracles are happening. Do them with joy and faith. Tithing and sowing seed are what we are going to do for as long as we live, till we are 120 years and above. Is a covenant work with God. It opens heavens for more and prevent devourers from our life. TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, sending your tithe and your seed in pound sterling, we have opened a TPGF account in HSBC account in UK. Pay yours into the HSBC account. It will help us reduce charges on commission. Now, for more detail and the account detail of Turning Point detail account on HSBC, send a chat, make a call, or an SMS to Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401. Do so, it will send it to you. I bless everyone listening to me today. Go and succeed. Go and do wonderfully well. August is your month. It has opened for you. It will not lock up again. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.